from Mamma Mia. Hi, I'm Claire Murphy. Welcome to The Quickie, getting you up to speed daily. This week, actress Alyssa Milano called for women to go on a sex strike. She's protesting new restrictive anti-abortion legislation that's been introduced in the US state of Georgia that limits terminations to before a fetal heartbeat is found, so after most women find out they're even pregnant.
We must protect life at all stages. Our job is to do what is right, not what is easy.
Now, a sex strike is pretty self-explanatory. It's all in the title, right? But how successful have the boycotts been in the past? Today, we head back in time to find out how women have used sex to change the course of history. The definition of a sex strike or a sex boycott is a method of non-violent resistance in which one or multiple persons, usually women, refrain from sex with their partners to achieve certain goals. In 2019, the sex strike is being suggested as a way to stop restrictive anti-abortion laws in the US. Those laws make it illegal for a woman to terminate a pregnancy after a fetal heartbeat has been detected. And that can happen as early as 6 weeks, which means some women may not even know they're pregnant until after the cutoff. Celebrities are refusing to work in the state, and there are protests gathered on the Capitol steps holding signs and making it clear they will not take this control over women's choices lying down.
Today, Georgia has joined this race to the bottom. I have one message for Governor Kemp. We will see you, sir, in court.
But one person has suggested a different form of protest. Actress Alyssa Milano tweeted, "Our reproductive rights are being erased. Until women have legal control over our own bodies, we just cannot risk pregnancy. Join me by not having sex until we get our body autonomy back. I'm calling for a sex strike. Pass it on." She, of course, received plenty of negative backlash from suggesting the move. Some from women who say they shouldn't have to give up sex because they enjoy it just as much as a man, and from those who don't see it as a constructive way to deal with the issue.
Telling women to use their bodies as a bargaining chip to me doesn't seem very feminist. And I also think the sexual revolution happened so women could have the agency to have sex with whomever they wanted. And part of the sexual revolution was the access to birth control. So you're leaving out birth control from this conversation.
But Milano responded, saying to be careful that sex with cis men is very dangerous for women right now. She says we can end up in prison. In Texas, they argued for giving women the death penalty if they get an abortion, and they make it harder to get contraception. Very risky. But have sex strikes achieved anything in the past? Yes. Mamma Mia reporter Gemma Barth has been researching sex boycotts from around the world. Gemma, where did they originate?
So first we go back to ancient Greece, not a real sex strike, but one that was written about in a play by Aristophanes. It's a play called Lysistrata. It's an anti-war comedy and it's all about female characters withholding sex from their husbands to secure peace and the end of the war. So that's why sex strikes are sometimes referred to as the Lysistrata effect. So in the play, which by the way, it was written by a man, so not a real true representation of a woman's view on the world. Anyway, they used the strike as a way to negotiate peace, but really, it just inflamed the battle between the sexes.
Okay, so can we take it into the real world? Has it ever kind of... have we got instances from the real world?
Yes, so in pre-colonial times, so before Europeans went and settled all over the place, the women of the Ogbo people in Nigeria had formed a powerful union which used sex strikes to solve issues. So they'd leave their towns en masse, they'd take their babies with them, and they'd attack any man who tried to cross them. If the men started to abuse their power, they'd stop all of their domestic, all of their sexual and maternal duties. So it became this thing of striking fear into the hearts of men who were left to run the world and their household on their lonesome.
Mm-hmm.
There have also been some more recent examples of this. So in 1997, the chief of the Colombian military called on the wives and girlfriends of left-wing guerrillas and drug traffickers to withhold sex to achieve a ceasefire in the country. So the mayor of Bogota also called for one night in the capital to be declared a women-only zone. So men were told to stay at home and reflect on their violent tendencies. Mm. But it only worked for a short amount of time.
Right.
In Colombia, there's actually been a few sex strikes. So in 2006, a group of women started the strike of the crossed legs.
And That sounds so poetic.
I know. And it was all to put a stop to gang violence. So it was to force gang members to hand in their weapons. and it sent the message that guns weren't sexy, basically. A few years later, the country saw its steepest decline in the murder rate, down 26%.
Oh, so it did have a knock-on effect.
Yeah,
okay,
it
right.
worked. In 2011, the Crossed Legs Movement.
Become a movement.
The
okay.
name continues.
Great.
It started a strike in the southwest of the country to get the government to fix the road, of all things, between one town and its neighbours. So they declared that if the men in the town wouldn't take action, they wouldn't get sex.
Right.
They lasted 112 days.
Wow.
Which, you know, good
that's,
innings.
That's a decent effort.
And then the government caved.
Oh, so it actually worked.
It worked. Yep. The sex strike worked.
Okay.
So there are other examples of sex strikes in Liberia, where the organiser, Lema Bawi, who used it to end their 14 years of civil war, she was awarded a Nobel Peace Prize.
Wow.
Yeah. In Kenya, Italy, the Philippines, South Sudan, Togo, there's all been examples. And now in the US, with Alyssa Milano's call to action to stop these anti-abortion laws.
Will a sex strike be successful in this case? Probably not. Feminist author Maureen Shaw wrote in an article on the subject that a sex strike in 2019 America doesn't take into account gay men, what respecting the vagina means to trans women, and that the topic of women's rights in general in this instance makes it too broad for a sex strike to work, that those that have been a success in the past were very, very targeted. But if you don't have the muscle and you don't have the power, sometimes it seems having the vagina can be a game changer. That's all for The Quickie today. For more episodes, head to mamamia.com.au/thequickie. And if you're after something else to listen to, when Sally Hepworth decided to write a book about the relationships between mothers and daughters-in-law, she had no idea the can of worms that she'd be opening up. So why is this relationship between two women so fraught? She joins Mia Friedman on the No Filter podcast. Search No Filter in your podcast app to find out more, or just follow the links in our show notes.